you have experience of trials and tribulations. Is it necessary? Some people feel it is necessary. Some people feel it is not necessary. It doesn't matter. This is not a matter of necessity. This is a very matter of your experiencing self. Inevitably, you are experiencing the experience of trials and tribulations every day. Do you recognize it is meaningful or, unfortunately, meaningless? Through feeling, imagining the existence of God, you feel all of the things and necessary, all of the things, the experience you are experiencing just now, meaningfully, if you have God in your heart. There's nothing you don't need. The occurrence occurs. All of a sudden, it is given. The experience you experience just now inevitably affects the experience you experience in the future. The experience you are experiencing wholly affects the experience you experience wholly in the future. Those are related. You don't have any place to escape from this truth. Nobody watches you. At the same time, God watches you. You have no place to escape from God. What you need to do? You live according to righteousness. You live according to holy teachings. What you need to do is very clear. Under the access of my holy instruction, the wind blows. I'd like you to feel spiritually vibration in your existence. Why it is so? Why you're experiencing, observing the wind? Time. Silently, we sound. It is the occurrence occurring meaningfully, guided. And given. Yes, the resistance for the experience is feeling and surely recognizing the existence of God in your daily life. I'd like you to continue having such spiritual vibration in your existence as a disciple who follows its direction given. Generation after generation. Matches on all the time. It doesn't stop. Conversely, you exist. You continue living. You are now making a part of human history here on Earth through recognizing self.